Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Caleb with the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news and weather, and jokes that will make you wonder why you listen to the station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 14, lows 6. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 14, lows 6. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 13, lows 5. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 14, lows 6. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows 6. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, plans for a new quarry to be established in Wootton have been submitted to the Isle of Wight Council with hopes that it will ensure the island can source its own sand and gravel to make construction materials for the next decade. The application by Wight Building Materials for 10-year use of land at Palmer's Farm off Brock's Copse Road also includes measures to alleviate local concerns over site traffic and protect and enhance the local environment, including reducing the speed limit to 30 miles per hour. The plan is vital as Palmer's Farm is the island's last known significant resource of available sand and gravel left. Similar materials at WBM's current sites will run out within 2 to 3 years, while the level of permitted sand and gravel reserves on the island is now below the 7-year minimum required by national policy. The alternative to locally sourced aggregates is to import them from the mainland, a complex and costly operation that leaves the local construction industry vulnerable to national economic and supply factors, as well as presenting the logistical challenges of importing large quantities from the mainland via unregulated large and frequent lorry movements. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight Conservative MP Bob Seeley this week appeared on BBC Radio 4's World at One programme. He told the presenter that in the last 2 to 3 weeks, he'd received more emails on the animal sentience bill than on the issue of Boris Johnson. Bob was questioned about the actions of the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who is accused of lying to Parliament about attending Downing Street parties whilst the rest of the country was in lockdown or following other COVID measures. It's quite clear that if Number 10 staff didn't think they were risking death by having an end of work drinks, clearly the rules imposed on us were not believed by some. It begs the question why blinkered public health officials and indeed ministers forced them on us, and the answer is they were probably spooked by flawed and incomplete data presented by Imperial College. Finally, Greg Douglas, guitarist of the world-famous Steve Miller Band, will be playing at Dimbola Museum and Galleries in Freshwater as part of his UK tour with his band, The Pompatus of Love. The Steve Miller Band's album, Greatest Hits 1974-78, has sold over 13 million copies, and in 2016 the band were introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. The band formed in 1966 in San Francisco and have had many hit singles, including The Joker, Fly Like an Eagle, Jungle Love, which was co-written by Greg Douglas, Abracadabra, and Rockin' Me. They will be performing on Tuesday the 26th of April at Dimbola Museum and Galleries in Freshwater at 7 p.m. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that are happening in the next week.
On Wednesday, we have Platform One Presents at the Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7 p.m. Agatha Christie and the Village Hall Murders at Shanklin Theatre at 7:30 p.m. On Thursday, we have Drumming and Strumming for Shanklin Theatre, an online event featuring Alan Titchmarsh, Chesney Hawkes, Michael Morpurgo and more. Watch it on YouTube at 7 p.m. Agatha Christie and the Village Hall Murders at Shanklin Theatre at 7:30 p.m. And finally, Valentine Gray, the trial reenactment at Key Arts in Newport at 7:30 p.m. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Chris Mack, who's a bassist, John Oliver, who's a comedian, and Matt Freeman, who's a bassist. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Blake, and today I've got a recipe for ginger snaps. First, you will need 230 grams of flour, 28 grams caster sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 113 grams of lard, 1 dessert spoon of grounded ginger, and 113 grams of golden syrup, and half of a small beaten egg. Set the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or Mark 4. Grease baking sheets and sift the flour, baking powder, and ginger into a bowl and stir in the sugar. Melt the lard and syrup together in a pan over a low heat and mix into the dry ingredients with the egg to produce a stiff paste. Take teaspoonfuls of the mixture, roll into walnut-sized ball with floured hands and set over well apart on a baking sheet. Bake for about 15 minutes until golden brown. Leave the biscuits to cool on the sheets before transferring to a wire rack. This recipe makes about 30 biscuits. Hello, this is Blake.
And Cassidy.
And today we have got some jokes for you that will make you wonder why you listen to this radio station. I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
What do you say to a rabbit on its birthday? Happy birthday.
How do you find Will Smith in the snowstorm? You look for the Fresh Prince.
What did the ocean say to the pirate? Nothing, it just waved.
To whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
What did the fisherman say to the magician? Pick a cod, any cod.
This was Blake.
And Cassidy.
With jokes that make you wonder why you listen to this radio station.
In local news this week, despite a £26 million investment in the island's railway line with promises of a 30-minute timetable, it has been revealed that Island Line will continue running a predominantly hourly service until at least November. The hourly timetable, launched in November, was adjusted to introduce 2 trains an hour during peak times only, which was said to be a stepping stone toward the full half-hourly service that South Western Railway was committed to delivering. Now, 4 months on, there is no sign of delivering on that commitment, as a newly published timetable reveals there are no plans to increase the number of services within the next 7 months. The news comes as South Western Railway reveals its new timetable for journeys between the 29th of May and the 5th of November. Under the new timetable, the first journey of the day between Monday and Friday will be the 05:47 from Ryde Esplanade, with a train departing every half an hour until 08:47. Meanwhile, the allocation of Isle of Wight Primary School places has been announced this week, with 98% of Island children gaining a school of their choice. 95.3% of applications achieved a place at their first choice school. Children with education, health and care plans naming the school that can best meet their needs were also allocated places being offered as part of the main admissions round process. This accounted for the remaining 1.5% of offers. Councillor Debbie André, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills, said, "I'm really pleased to see that the vast majority of applications gained a place at one of their preferred schools, with most getting their first choice and all children being offered a place." And finally, this week, their album flew to the top of the charts and now Wet Leg have announced they are going on tour with a huge star. The Isle of Wight band will support Harry Styles on tour in 2023 in Australia and New Zealand. They announced the news last night on their social media, saying, "Going on tour with our friend Harry Styles." They said, "It's been such an unexpected journey for us, a bunch of pals from the Isle of Wight, so if we are honest, to have it placed as number one in the first week of it being released has left us in total bewilderment. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole."
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays, and now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Chris Mack was born in 1983, who's 39. John Oliver, who was born in 1977, who's 45. And Matt Freeman, who was born in 1966, who's 56. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
This is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. International Guide Dog Day on the 27th of April recognises the work that guide dogs provide for individuals with disabilities all throughout the world. Guide dogs provide a great lot of assistance to their owners. They can guide someone through a location, assist with an activity, pick up objects, provide mental consolation, as well as many other things. Many people regard them as a source of joy who improve the world for their masters and their family, and this day strives to encourage others to recognise and appreciate their efforts. Number 2. Honesty Day on the 30th of April was established to urge people from all walks of life, particularly those in positions of power and authority, to attempt to be honest with everyone. If you're like most people, you're fed up with the world's total lack of honesty. Today's culture is absolutely flooded with companies putting deceptive wording on their products or trying to sell us something. So, this day brings the opportunity to redeem lies and enjoy the end of a month by avoiding them. And finally, number 3. Global Love Day on the 1st of May is all about self-love and sharing love around the world. If you've been feeling down about the state of the world, this day is designed to make you feel better. There is so much uncertainty these days that taking a day to remember that there are individuals who care about you, themselves, and everyone else can help you forget about your problems, even if only for a day. This day serves as a reminder that there is love in the world, even if it may not appear to be so at times. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Now, Blake and James have got something to say, haven't you guys?
Yes.
We are going to be reviewing a nut game. Not a video game this time, a board game.
The board game is Monopoly.
Monopoly is a game where you buy properties, go around the board, collect rent from other players, and hopefully finish the game without someone flipping it in anger.
Basically, the game takes about like 12,000 years to finish, and you first start off being friends and then you finish off being enemies.
Yeah, we did this game of Monopoly last Christmas, and there's some members of the family that we still don't talk to.
A lot of the time, people play Monopoly and never finish because it takes so long.
Yes, you start off with around £1,500, depending on the game version, and then you go around the board and land on property. If you choose to buy the property, you pay the property's price, but now, whenever someone else lands on a property, you can collect rent from them.
You can upgrade the buildings on those properties to increase the rent as well,
yes.
Can't you?
In the original Monopoly, you can collect houses and then later hotels onto your properties to increase their value.
There are also different types of Monopolies that are like themed.
Yes, some monopolies, like the Isle of Wight edition, are little more than just slightly changing the appearance of some of the cards and the tiles, but others largely change the way the game works, like Mario Kart Monopoly.
There's a Fortnite Monopoly where you can build walls and people have to pay to get through.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. There's so many monopolies that are themed. You've got, there's a thing, it's a Harry Potter Monopoly, definitely a Star Wars Monopoly.
Yep.
There's a Lord of the Rings Monopoly.
Yes, there is.
And then you also have monopolies that don't have a specific theme, but instead are focused around a concept. Monopoly Cheaters Edition is lots of things regarding cheating. The Sore Losers Edition, which is funny. Electronic Banking, where you use credit cards, as well as a voice-controlled Monopoly, where you use what's basically Alexa with a top hat to carry out Monopoly.
What age rating is Monopoly? I've never actually checked before.
I feel like it would be a 3, because there's no particular violence in the base game. Some other...
Monopoly with violence.
Monopoly 18 mass. But yeah, I think it's pretty much a 3, but if you want someone that's patient enough to last the entire game without getting bored and wandering off, 7 is probably the minimum.
Yes. Okay. And as like us, we don't have a very long attention span, do we?
Agreed.
So I can't last about 10 minutes in Monopoly before I get bored. But yeah, that's Monopoly. As always, we got to say what platforms it's on.
Platform you can put it on is your table. Although technically...
Surprisingly, it's also on the computer. You can get a digital version of Monopoly.
There's a version on the Switch, I believe.
It's also, you can get it on mobile phones and all that. There's digital Monopoly. And I also saw an ad the other day for Solitaire Monopoly.
What?
Basically, you play Solitaire and every time you get a card, the little A section, you get to move, which is kind of weird.
There's actually a video I saw about an insane Monopoly where there's a board, but then there's a second board inside that board, and a third board inside that board, and then there's an extra board with a board inside that.
It's just chaotic.
It's really, really long. They spent 12 hours playing it, and only one person managed to get out during that time, and they decided to end it when the first person got bankrupt, because it would have taken several weeks to play otherwise, I guess.
Okay, thanks for that.
Hello, this is Cassidy with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Friday at Cineworld only: Unbeatable Weight of Massive Talent, which is rated 15, The Northman, which is rated 15, Bad Guys, which is rated U, Morbius, which is rated 15, at both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is rated PG, Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore, which is rated 12A, Operation Mincemeat, which is rated 12A, and The Lost City, which is rated 12A. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure you check this on your website.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is simulacrum. It is spelled S-I-M-U-L-A-C-R-U-M. It is a noun which refers to a superficial likeness or representation of something. It can be used in the sentence, "Every single wax figure is a perfect simulacrum of the person they are designed to replicate." It originated from the late 16th century from the Latin word simulat, which means copied or represented, from similis, which means like. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Time to go. Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Kane the Rockstar.
Goodbye from me, Cassidy.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.